This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And do you know what osteoarthritis is? It affects a lot of people in Australia. And to help me find out more about it, I'm joined this morning by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. How are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. And to start, what is osteoarthritis?
Yeah, osteoarthritis, you know, lots of people would be aware of osteoarthritis. There are lots of people out there that have it. It's one of the most common types of arthritis. And it's a condition that affects our whole joint, including the muscles, bones, cartilage, and ligaments.
Right. And so who's most affected by osteoarthritis?
Yeah, well, it's mostly older people that do get to osteoarthritis. It's a degenerative condition. So it's just a little bit like getting grey hair as you get older. But some young people are also affected as well.
Right. So is it so any joint in the body can develop it?
Yeah, mostly, but mostly the hips, knees, hands and feet are the most common parts which are affected. And the body works to keep the joints healthy by responding to small injuries that happen during the regular use, but sometimes this active repair process is not complete and some of the joint structures can become damaged and then the symptoms of osteoarthritis develop.
So what are some of the symptoms then of osteoarthritis? I imagine a stiff movement.
Yeah, so it can vary from person to person and can include persistent pain and problems with moving the joints. So like you say, you can feel a bit stiff sometimes. For most people, their osteoarthritis will be stable and won't actually worsen over time. But people do have flare-ups and temporary increases in symptoms, but these will generally settle down again.
And so, of course, you're an exercise physiologist. How does exercise help with osteoarthritis?
So we can help. So sometimes it's diagnosed, sometimes it's not. A health professional can generally diagnose osteoarthritis based on the reported symptoms and a physical examination of the joint. And imaging tests such as x-rays are generally not needed to diagnose osteoarthritis or decide the best treatment for people. And interesting and importantly, changes seen on x-ray or MRI don't actually correspond well with the pain that a person actually feels. So there's been some research that's demonstrated that they can x-ray two different people's knees, one with the symptoms of osteoarthritis and one without. Yet when they compare the x-rays, there's actually no difference to what's seen. So that's why x-rays aren't necessarily used. So we listen to what's going on for the person and then we can work out a treatment plan for them. And exercise is one of those things that we can do to help.
Okay, well, that's pretty interesting then, I guess, because it's not so much a bone condition as a joint within a issue within the joint.
So we use exercise as one of the ways to help rehabilitate people with osteoarthritis. So pain can sometimes make people avoid activity, and then this can lead to muscle weakness, feelings of joint instability, more pain, and also other health problems, particularly in people with osteoarthritis in the knees. So knees, hips and ankles, they often want to stay off their feet. But staying active and keeping the muscles strong around the joint can really help with pain and stop the cycle of the decline in function. And that's why exercise is one of the great treatments for osteoarthritis.
And what kind of exercises work well with treating osteoarthritis?
Yeah, so we want to try and be active on most days of the week, combining strengthening exercises and aerobic exercises. So strengthening exercises can be performed at home or at the gym. We want to exercise the muscles of the thigh, the hip and the calf muscles, which are important for daily tasks. And they're often weak in people who do have osteoarthritis in the lower limbs. So that's an important part of their program. And strengthening these muscles can support and take pressure off of those sore joints, improve balance and also reduce the feeling of giving way. But in addition to strengthening up the muscles around the joints that are affected, aerobic exercise is still really important. And we know that that's an exercise that increases our pulse rate and our breathing rate, makes you breathe a bit harder. So regular aerobic exercise can help you to sleep better, which is also important when you do have pain. It can burn calories for weight management, and weight management is one of the things that is important for people who do have osteoarthritis, of particularly the knees. And it can increase your energy levels and general health. So for people with osteoarthritis, if they're in a little bit of pain or they're having a flare-up, sometimes we might start them with hydrotherapy because the water helps to take the pressure off of the joint. So they might start with some hydrotherapy and then progress to things like walking, cycling, stationary bike. All of those things are really helpful in the person with arthritis.
And so someone is worried about osteoarthritis and they, getting a bit of joint pain. What should they do?
to go and see their exercise physiologist or a physiotherapist who can assess them and start with some strengthening exercises. We always, try the exercise pathway first. Down the track, some people do end up having to have surgery, but we always go with that conservative approach, and it's what's recommended in all of the clinical pathways is to start exercising. Get that joint moving. We call the motion is lotion for the joint.
That's nice. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
It's Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.